Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Yankees' perspective, whether it was last year with Soto, this year with a lot of the free agents, and the Mets' perspective, but they are intertwined here. We're starting to hear some rumors about the Mets being involved in Devin Williams. The Yankees maybe want to retain Devin Williams. If Edwin Diaz is out there, why wouldn't the Yankees make a play for him? Alonso has come up. Obviously, Bellinger, and that's where I want to start because the Yankee side of me says they have to bring back Bellinger. We talked a lot about that yesterday. But he's also the perfect fit for the Mets. So why should we, from a Mets perspective, expect or accept anything less than going all in to get a guy who would also be a perfect fit for you?
I don't disagree. I mean, Bellinger's name, you and I have been throwing this out kind of loosely, to be fair. You know, going back over the summer, like, man, wouldn't Bellinger be a good fit for the Mets? I mean, of course, you know, my mind's saying, I hope it doesn't happen.
You wanted them to get him a couple years ago.
I did.
And I was like, nah, I don't want any part of him, especially then.
I did. You know, Bellinger allows, I mean, both teams to really operate in a way where I think that if where they can have a solid offseason. I don't like what the Yankees did with Grisham. Well on the record, not to revisit that right now. But like by getting Bellinger in Queens, well, now you upgrade center field, which was horrid last year. You could put him at first. The Pete bounces. Like to me, he's so, we talk about his versatility on defense, but his versatility, which is true, but his defense and his versatility allows both teams to build their roster out in a very reassuring way. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, that's why I'm saying now we have another offseason where last year it was all about the big, new, shiny toy, the most expensive toy in the land with Juan Soto, and it was direct head-to-head Yankees-Mets. We've been down this road before with Yamamoto or maybe Sasaki, whatever has happened. But I think we're here again, and it didn't feel like that initially because it's just a thought, well, Bellinger wants to be back with the Yankees, which I still do believe.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, money talks.
Yes,
and if the Blue Jays are going to be in on him or whatever other teams want to be in on Bellinger, well, then why can't the Mets go pedal to the metal and try to get Bellinger? Or vice versa with the Yankees, why can't they? You know, we mentioned Devin Williams, and it seems like both teams are interested in Devin Williams, at least to a certain extent. Mets are legit interested in Williams. Maybe the Yankees trying to revisit the idea of bringing him back. There have been some reports on that. Well, then what about Diaz? What about Alonso? If the Yankees need a first baseman, you could say that you don't want him, but if it's going to make the team better, I don't think the Yankees ultimately
want... Well, I also didn't want Grisham.
Yeah,
and they got him, so
that's exactly
who knows
right.
what Cashman wants.
I guess the point is if we're talking about both teams either individually or collectively needing to go all in, both teams have players that are now on the open market that they can use. And you may be trying to steal one team's players away.
This drama is becoming a yearly thing now. Okay, so again, all in, we know what it means. Now, do I think, just to work off the term all in, do I think that the Yankees or the Mets, I'm not saying there won't be conversations and flirtations, do I think the Yankees or the Mets get Kyle Tucker? I do not.
Right.
Do I think the Yankees get Bregman? No. Do I think the Mets have a chance to get Bregman? I do, much more than the Yankees. But I say that, though, because if I don't believe that the Yanks or Mets will really have a realistic shot or appetite for Tucker, 450, 11 years, that's just stupid. He's really good. I don't think he's worth that. Then I've got to stop short of saying all in, unless now you incorporate like a Scooble trade or some other stuff, which is obviously possible, probably more for the Mets. But big picture, back to the Mets, just to focus, I think that the Mets need a massive all. I'm not saying the Yankees don't need to do good stuff either, but I think the Mets offseason, if Stearns hits a single, I don't think the Mets are a playoff team. If Cashman hits a single, they'll probably get in the playoffs. I think this is a little different. What if Pete bounces? Just envision the scenario. What if Pete goes to Boston? Let's say they go 6 years. They go bonkers. You know what? We got our pitcher, Crochet. We're going to go for Bregman to bring him back. And we got Pete. Red Sox go all in. Pete leaves. Let's say Bellinger re-signs with the Yankees, which I think is highly plausible. And let's say that the Mets whiff on a Scooble trade or the Tigers don't trade him.
Right.
At that point, where's the pivot? The pivot was the big word for the Yankees last year. Didn't quite work out. What's the Mets pivot at that point?
They're going to have to figure it out, obviously. And just hearing you talk right there, it made me think of this simple question. Which team? Because both teams need changes, right? We talked about the Yankees a lot yesterday, so we'll talk about the Mets a lot today. We can get both in the mix here, 888-808-1019. Which team do you trust more to go the extra mile or do what's necessary to get them to the next level? Because when you're hearing all the rumors about the Mets are willing to blow it up, and you see some of these names, not that they're major names, but some of the names that have been here, whether it's McNeil, Vientos, Beatty, Senga's on the block, we get more into him in the Mets rotation, Nimmo's on the trading block. I'm getting the sense, and we talked about this yesterday with the Yankees, and I still believe the Yankees, they're not going to let Trent Grisham get in the way of a big offseason, but I'm really confident that the Mets are going to go big this offseason in both trade and free agency. Uh-huh. We know they have to, but I'm extremely confident that they are going to when all said and done.
Okay, now I've got a decent amount of confidence as well, but crazily, and you know, here I am all the time, Cashman comes up, I think I'm always on the poor guy. I actually have more confidence in Cashman and the Yankees. Not that I believe, you know, blindly in Brian Cashman's vision, but I at least know that Brian Cashman always operates with whatever degree of urgency. Now, it's not 100%
urgency.
Yeah, but yesterday
you were saying you thought the Grisham thing was going to impact their offseason.
No. I know. Okay, so this is not me complimenting Cashman or me sitting here saying I've got profound faith in Cashman. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But until Stearns proves in New York that he is adaptable and gets away from his Milwaukee penny-pinching days, I've got to go with the guy who's been here for 30 years and knows how to do bigger things like... I think Stearns will change. I do. I think this will be his balance.
I don't want him to change. I mean, maybe just open his mind up a little bit to spending big on a starting pitcher, knowing that it is such a glaring need and knowing that it's going to take a few years to build it the way that he would want to build it, meaning draft and develop the young arms before they get here. He's been here 2 years, so that it just can't happen overnight. So I think he's got to change a little bit of philosophy as far as spending on big, high-end pitching, at least in one particular case with the Mets. I don't want him to change, though, what he's done because he's been successful elsewhere.
Fair enough, but think about what you tell him. You don't want to, you don't want him to change most of the stuff, but you want him to change the pitching stuff, which is what sabotaged the Mets season last year. So if he doesn't change philosophically there, then it's a big problem for the Mets. Now, if he does, that's a good thing for the Mets. All I'm saying, again, this is not some ironclad endorsement of Cashman. It's more, all right, Stearns has been here 2 years. We all know Cohen got Soto. We all strongly think that Cohen reacted to the fans clamoring for Pete to come back. I've got to see if Stearns is not completely changing, but if he's growing with the market.
But don't you think that all these rumors and reports that there's at least some truth that the Mets are acknowledging that they need to shake things up quite a bit?
Yes, I just need to see it. I absolutely do. I think the Mets are going to make a... I think the Mets are going to make a... I hate to go, it's too easy, but I think there's going to be a trade that is kind of equivalent, this version of the 83 trade with Keith. I think they're going to have a transformative trade. I've said that. Whether it's a Scooble or something else that I don't really see it or nobody else is really talking about, I do think that the Mets are going to pounce this offseason. All I'm saying is, I got to see it.
And do you think the Yankees will do the same?
No, which is my fear from yesterday. Right. So it's not a belief, because of the Christian stuff, it's not a belief in the Yankees going all in. It's, well, I And I know this is getting repetitive. Yeah. I just need to see Stearns act like a big market GM.
I'm not saying it's going to make the right moves or not. I'm just saying make the moves. I feel like the Mets are really going to shake things up as they have to, whereas I believe the Yankees need a big offseason, and I still think they're going to do things outside of the Grisham stuff. Like I think it's comical that fans are going nuts about Grisham and how that's going to prevent them from doing big things. But when you go across the diamond the way that we did yesterday, I'm not getting the sense that the Yankees are going to think big and shake things up to the level that the Mets might, where, let's say, the Yankees decide to trade Jazz or something like that. That would be the equivalent of what I believe the Mets are trying to do, whether it's Nimmo or Vientos, Beatty, whoever else it may be that they would include. Senga. Like, when you think about it with Kodai Senga, and the reports are that the Mets are open to trading him, and a lot of teams are interested in him because of his upside. Mm-hmm. He's not costing a lot of money. When healthy, he's been very good. The Mets desperately need pitching, arguably more than anybody else in the sport.
Oh, God, yeah.
And yet they're willing to trade him. So what does that tell you? It tells you that they know they need a shakeup, and there's something obviously about Senga that they don't love also. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. But they're willing to deal from a area of desperate need, even with a guy that's under team control, that's not, it's cost effective, and he's got high end potential.
Yeah, if I'm a GM and Stearns calls me and he wants to give me Senga, I'm like, wait a second, you're the GM of the team that couldn't get a starter past three innings and you want to trade me one of your starters? Right. I'm a little leery, so I'm with you on that. So, but think about this, there's a big difference between doing a lot of stuff and doing massive things like the McNeil stuff, the Senga stuff, the Beatty stuff, the Vientos stuff, the Acuña stuff, maybe
Nimmo.
Brandon Nimmo stuff. Those names are not getting you the kind of players the Mets need to get to and win a World Series. Where those moves will happen is if they are willing to part with the prospects, and I mean the best ones. Maybe not McLean, unless it's probably not even McLean for a rental for Scooble, even though that's debatable. So that's one philosophy. And by the way, the Yankees have $72 million tied up in Grisham, in LeMahieu, in McMahon, and in Stanton this year. So there's, which is crazy, there's got to be a lot of creativity. I think both GMs are ready to pounce. I also do think whether it's Bellinger, or whether it's Devin Williams, whether it's Alonso, whether it's Diaz, I think, again, they could be vying for the same players. I think it's going to be a pretty nutty offseason, and the Mets need to crush it to win, and the Yankees need to do better than they've been doing to win.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Larry is in Westchester starting us off. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Sal, BT, how you guys doing today?
Good.
What's up, Larry?
Same old, same old. But listen, Sal, I couldn't agree with you more about Bellinger, what you started the show with. The Mets have to absolutely go all out to get him, to put him in center field. That starts to solve a lot of their problems. Again, he's very versatile, good ball player. It's a must-have for the Mets. Now, whether they get him or not, that's a different story. I mean, they could offer more money, but if he wants to go to the Yankees, there's nothing you can do. Another thing that I would do,
and I think that's going to be the, I think that's going to be the case, Larry. See, that's the thing. Yeah. The Mets could say, just like Soto, hey, we want to give him the most money, but if Bellinger just wants to be a Yankee, then there's really nothing that the Mets could do. Mets have to blow him out of the water. I'm not sure they're going to be willing to do that.
Exactly. But the other thing with Devin Williams, if Diaz walks, I want no part of Devin Williams as my closer. If Diaz comes back, he's a good sign for the Mets to bring in the eighth inning. I've seen enough of him with the Yankees to know that he's just too up and down as a closer to invest big-time money in him. They have a guy on the roster right now that if Diaz walks, they could start the season as a closer, and that's Clay Holmes. Or the guy from San Diego, Suarez. I understand he's a free agent. But Williams is a closer for the Mets. Only if they re-sign Diaz. What do you think?
That's a good take. Thanks for the call there, Larry. Sal, do you think that he would get, you know, Deaton, I don't even want to say Diaz-ish money because he's not, but Devin made, what, $10 million last year? What kind of contract do you think Devin
would get? So Iglesias just signed with the Braves. What was it, Hop?
$16 million. Yep. He's 35.
So I would bet that Williams is going to get a little bit longer of a deal than the 1 year.
3 years, maybe?
Yeah, and probably closer to $20 million per year. I mean,
Would you want the Mets to do that?
How about $15 million a year?
So if go up to 45 over three? I guess you could stomach that.
I mean,
sure.
if I'm Williams, Devin Williams' resume was, I mean,
it was basically the best in baseball before he came here.
Correct. And then if I'm factoring in what he did here, first year here, obviously had a rough start, but handled adversity pretty well.
Yeah.
Righted the ship. I believe in bullpens being fickle year to year. And a guy, I would bet him on him having a big bounce back year. He's also open to being an eighth inning guy or a setup guy. So, yeah. I mean, maybe.
But the money's got to reflect that if he's a seventh or an eighth inning guy.
All right, but
you're not giving somebody $20 million coming in the eighth inning.
But for a guy with his arm, if you're giving 3 years, $50 million for 3 years total?
Yeah, I mean, in the neighborhood.
I don't know.
It doesn't sound outlandish.
See, the difference with Diaz is Diaz could get $20 million, but he's going to get it probably longer. He wants $20 million a year for 5 years.
Correct.
So if that's the high end, then I think Williams is going to be, $17 million for 3 years? Years? 16?
Nine,
he's going to get the same as Iglesias, but just two more years?
18, 20, 36, 45, 54. I mean, yeah. I mean, it could be about 3 years, 54, maybe a fourth year for almost 70. I guess that's possible.
Maybe that's high end, and if it's lower than that, if Iglesias is the... How old is Williams? You have the age up here?
I don't. I know Iglesias is 35. What's Devin?
Okay.
32?
You can just guessing. Pull up his age here. So he's 31. And Diaz wants 5 years.
Uh-huh.
He wants the same deal they got a couple years ago.
Yeah.
5 years,
which is,
100
million. Which is justifiable.
I know. I still don't love it.
Not outrageous to ask for it, is what I'm saying.
Correct.
From his point of view.
I would rather invest 3 years or four if I could.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you're telling me invest in a closer 5 years, $100 million, or I could invest in Devin Williams on a big bounce back year and get him at a better value.
But what if you're wrong with that bet? Now, I'm kind of with you. I think he would bounce back as well. You want to take that risk and have Diaz bounce and have Devin Williams be a mess?
I mean,
and the last checkpoint in the Mets bullpen?
Fair enough. And the idea from the Mets perspective is to get both. I mean, that would be the idea. And maybe they're factoring that in. Okay, well, if Williams wants 3 years, hey, maybe it's fewer years and more dollars. Maybe the way he gets more than Iglesias is fewer years. Maybe if he wants more years, 3 or 4 years, then it's $14 million a year.
I know what you're saying.
Say $15 million a year. I would inquire about Williams. I think the Mets are doing the right thing. And I think the Yankees at least entertaining the idea of bringing him back is not a bad thing. Although, because of all the ups and downs, it just doesn't have a good feel.
I think he's gone. I don't think he's back with the Yankees.
I thought I saw a report this morning that I thought it was Rosenthal had.
I didn't see that.
Just that maybe the Yankees at least were showing interest in a possible reunion.
Yeah, I mean, I keep dialogue open. I mean, it's early enough in a hot stove where, if his market's fairly tepid, which I don't think it will be. I think he'll have a pretty fairly robust market. I mean, I may as well keep an iron in the fire. I mean, he did bounce back in New York. He seems to be a good team guy. I mean, geez, you changed your beard policy for the guy.
Yeah.
May as well try to get him back for a second year. The problem is, though, Diaz is a stud, man. And I would bet on Williams bouncing back as well. But if you bet that and you're wrong, now the bullpen's up in flames. You got a problem that probably destroys the season.
Lawrence is calling from Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Yeah, not bad.
Hey.
Yeah, man, as a Mets fan, I don't think I've ever felt so much like there's so many parts of a team that are going to be shaken up this year. I don't think anybody is really that safe outside of Lindor and Soto, and that makes things incredibly interesting. I think it's going to be hard to do, and they're going to have to put a lot of youth in there too, and we're going to have youth perform if we're going to want to do well. So it's just going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the Mets need a big offseason, and thanks for the call, and the Yankees need a big offseason as well. But, you talk about the Mets, at least to me, the idea – now, what they're going to get back – who they're actually going to be able to move. Nimmo may say, no, you know what? I'm good here. I don't want to go anywhere else. Maybe he waives the no-trade clause. Maybe they make it worth as well. Whatever. I don't know how that's going to work. I would just not look at it and say, well, he can't be traded because he has a no-trade clause or because who's going to want him. That's nonsense to me. If the Mets could get somebody in return for Scherzer and Verlander a few years ago, then I think anything is possible. And there is still some value with Brandon Nimmo, especially if you're paying some of it down. And obviously getting him to waive his no-trade clause is a different story, but we'll see. The idea, though, BT, that they would be open to moving all those guys shows me that they have at least the right thought process, not just, hey, let's keep everything intact, like maybe we're fearing the Yankees would do.
Yeah.
The Yankees, let's keep everything intact and Gerrit Cole comes back and we're going to be good to go. I don't think that that's the Yankees' thought process. The Mets' thought process can't be, hey, let's bring it all back. offensively, we'll count on a big bounce back for Alvarez, and maybe he'll stay healthy, or Vientos or Mauricio or Beatty, one of those will pop, and Soto and Alonso and Nimmo and Lindor will all do the same thing, and maybe we'll find a center fielder, but all we really need to do is add the pitching, and then we'll be better. That's the wrong thought process. So the right thought process would be, hey, we won 83 games. Everything is open for business, whether it's trading Nimmo, trading McNeil, trading Beatty, trading Vientos, trading Senga, signing new bullpen guys, letting Pete go, bringing Pete back. It all should be open.
Including trading the kids, because those are the ones. Just making sure. Yeah, me too.
Well, that's but that's a different. To me, that's a different thing. It should be a known thing. Like to get Skubal, you're not.
I know. You're not going to get McNeil and Senga for Skubal.
It's addition by subtraction. Get rid of the guys who were inconsistent and haven't performed. I'm tired of waiting on it. When's Beatty going to produce? When's Vientos going to produce? Are they going to be relied upon? Well, Vientos power, he could play next year.
No.
Had it down, you could play. Well, Beatty showed some signs.
Alvarez? Here we go again. Are you the real deal or not, buddy?
McNeil, 1 year he hits 340 and wins the batting title. The next year he's hitting 240. Yeah, he's hurt. He's kicking helmets. I'm just tired of it. Nimmo, same thing. Nimmo had a good, productive, solid year. Wasn't good enough. He's not good defensively. He's only going to get slower and older and start to decline. Move on from him. It can help you build the team better. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, coming up, I got something for you. I have actually mapped out what I perceive to be a grand slam Mets offseason.
Okay.
I want to give it to you. There's four components to it, and I want you to rate the level of plausibility in your mind that the Mets could actually pull this off. This would actually get them to the World Series.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Go ahead, hit me with this thing that you have here with the Mets free agency.
All right, so to me, this is a home run plan, home run blueprint for the Mets to get to and to win a World Series.
This is your blueprint?
Yes.
Okay, and you're just going to see if I like
the blueprint. Well, I think I'd be surprised if you don't like it. I'm more, okay. Obviously, if you don't, I want to hear that. But I also want to hear more so what level of possibility you think it is for the Mets to actually do this and achieve all these things. A lot of moving parts. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, first thing... let me lay it all out before you hit me with your reaction. Number one, you trade for Skubal. Number one. Number two, you sign Ranger Suarez or you sign Dylan Cease. I know you're not a huge Cease fan, so I'm sure you'll get back to that. You sign one of those two guys. Then you re-sign Pete, okay? And then, where it gets a little dicey, and we'll see how much the Mets really mean business, you sign one of the following. You sign either Bellinger, Tucker, or Bregman. So, again, you trade for Skubal. You sign Suarez or Cease. You bring back Pete. You get either Bellinger, Tucker, or Bregman. And by the way, before you shoot down the Cease stuff, which you might, you go into the season with a rotation of Skubal as your ace, McClain as your second, because you're not giving up in the Skubal. That's Tong, Sproat, whatever. And Cease as your third. Go ahead. What's your response?
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that that would be great. Now, I don't know how realistic it is. First of all, we got to find out if Detroit's going to move Skubal. I still think that they're going to because they kind of have to. It would be stupid to keep him. So let's say that they do make Skubal available. If Skubal gets traded, it better be to the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he gets traded and it's to anywhere other than the Mets, we're going to have a problem. That's
on Stearns at that point. Stearns.
I mean, that's a major issue. Stearns and Cohen got to figure that one out. I mean,
More Stearns. There's no money involved. Like that's got to be Stearns. You're not going to have an extension.
Well, it is money involved when you're talking about knowing that you're going to have to pay him probably close to $400 million, if not over $400 million in a year.
But you have no doubt Cohen's going to do that. Neither do I. So it's more about getting him there. Cohen's going to cut that check for school.
Check. Also, the conversation is going to come down to, hey, is it worth trading McClain plus for 1 year of this guy when we could just, if we're going to give him $400 million anyway, we could just wait. That to me is such a big trade that you're going to have to get the King's approval on that one. I'm not saying he would or wouldn't. I have no idea. But yes, if he becomes available, I mean, the Mets didn't get involved on Soto. Yankees did. They were aggressive. They got to the World Series because of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get stuck with Trent Grisham now for $22 million because of it. But no, the Yankees go to the World Series because of it, and the Mets just waited a year, didn't give up anything, and sign him.
All right.
So I just don't know that.
Okay.
Anyway, Suarez would be the guy that I want. I have zero interest in Dylan Cease.
Okay.
Zero. And here's why. To me, he's just another dude. Like, he's better than Clay Holmes or David Peterson.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a true number one.
He's not. He doesn't have to be under the scenario. That's the beauty.
Well, under this scenario, I guess. I still think there's going to be an overpay there. I have no interest in Michael King. I have no interest in Dylan Cease. I would go Suarez and Framber Valdez would be my two big free agents. Now, I'm not saying both. I'm saying I don't even want Valdez, but at least you could say, all right, well, they got Valdez.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm,
Suarez
mm-hmm.
would be my first. Valdez would be my second choice. So one of those two guys.
Okay.
I do think it's imperative they bring Pete back because if not, now you have so much work to do. Especially that Pete's open to being a DH.
Yeah.
If he's open for being a DH, to me, there's no excuse not to bring him back.
And if you lose him, the diminishment of power is a massive issue. And if you don't get a Tucker or something like that, I don't know how you really, unless you get Schwarber.
Well, you could.
And now you got a lot to do.
You could, but now Schwarber's locked in at DH and there's no flexibility there.
Yeah.
If you're going to pay Schwarber, why not just pay Pete?
Yeah, that's true.
Who at least can play first. Yeah, Schwarber's the better. Yeah. Schwarber's the better home run hitter, but Pete's proven in New York, and he can play at least a little first. There's more value there as opposed to Schwarber, who he's locked in at DH. You can't use that spot anywhere else. I don't think, because of that reason, I don't think the Mets are going to be interested in Schwarber.
Yeah, he's played like 15 games in the field the last couple of years, so he's a complete DH at this point.
You're not going to pay, what's he going to get?
4 years.
Okay, for what, 27, 28 million a year, something like that?
Ish, yeah, he's going to get over 100 mil.
I would not do that. I love the bat.
Yeah.
I think the time to get him was 3 years ago.
Yeah, you said that before, the last count. Okay, I got you.
So, and if I'm going to pay somebody, I would pay Pete. So anyway, if Pete is open to DH, which the reports are he is, there is no excuse to me for the Mets to draw the line anywhere. I get that it's getting ridiculous when you start thinking of you're going to give him $200 million, but I mean, whatever the market says, that means somebody else is willing to pay it. You should then bring Pete back. And if you don't, then you need, you better make sure you get Bellinger, and you probably need Tucker on top of that. Like, it can't be, now you, I don't think the Mets could bring back both Pete and Nimmo and make their team better defensively.
Oh, I don't like that.
That's why I'm saying I think there's a better chance. I said this last night on Sportsline on SNY. I think there's a better chance the Mets move on from Nimmo and keep Pete than the easy thought of, well, Pete's not signed. He's going to walk and the Mets would be stuck with Nimmo because he can't be traded. I think that they know they'd be better off investing the money that they invested in Nimmo in Pete instead.
Yeah, but you got to get somebody to bite on Nimmo. And if it's not the Rockies, I'm not saying nobody would. He's got power, and, you know, I mean, I get it.
I mean, he's got,
get him in the right ballpark.
He's a good offensive player.
He's fine. He's above good, average.
And
no
it's
question.
Not like he's making a ton of money. I think he's got 6 years left.
20-something.
Okay, so it's about okay, I mean,
I got it. I don't disagree.
I think that there's value there. I think the hardest part would be getting him to accept it. But if it's to maybe his hometown team, the Rockies.
Or maybe the Angels, something else out west, closer to Colorado. All right, so the Scooble thing is tricky because you can't control it.
Right. Okay, so my counter to you.
Go ahead.
What if Scooble's not available? Now what?
Well, now you've got to get a combination of Suarez. I like Cease more than you. Suarez and Valdez. And then you have
two of those top free agents.
You got to. And by the way, the whole thing, and I know why you say that. Like, he's been a little bit banged up. And I know Dylan Cease is not a 1A on a World Series type of team. I get that. But Dylan Cease and Michael King, guys like that, if they were taking the ball last summer when the Mets were, when they were hemorrhaging and you're getting 2 1/3, 1 inning, 3 innings, like, the Mets may have been a playoff team. And Dylan Cease, I don't love him either. I agree with you. You realize, though, and I didn't even really fully realize this until I double-checked this morning, he has had five, not one, two, three, five straight seasons of at least 32 starts, so he takes the ball every 5 days, and five straight years of 200 strikeouts.
Sadly, I look at that.
That's pretty good.
You know what I think, though, when I look at that, because I'm a big law of averages guy?
What?
I look at that and say, he's probably due for an injury. You know what I'm saying? When a pitcher's throwing, he's going to be 30. He's already giving you, to your point, 165, 184, 177, 189, 168.
Look at the starts made. I mean, 32, 33, 32, 32, 33. That's a horse.
What do you think he's going to get?
I don't know. His contract is I don't ERA, have much dude. Of a feel for what he's going to ask for or get.
His ERA last year was
four change.
I know. 4.5.
I know.
Career 3.88. That to me is a good third or fourth starter.
What would he have been better than Manaea last year? That's where it's got to start.
You might have been better than Manaea last year.
All right, but I mean, I'm not available. Cease might be. or desired at this point, I'm not.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Now streaming on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. I got to tell you, all this talk about Landman, reading these reads.
Jump into
hearing,
it?
Well, no, I'm excited to jump into it. I'm intrigued now by it. Boomer talking about it like it's a great show. I'm into it. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton. He is back. Featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now, streaming only on Paramount Plus.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I was alerting you to the text that we got throughout the course of the show about the invite to A-Rod's Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. Alex was texting me yesterday about Grisham.
Okay. What'd he say about that? Can we share that, or you don't want to?
Not enthused.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. Not overly enthused.
Ooh, I like it.
And then he actually said, did you guys, I guess he couldn't listen to the show yesterday. Yeah. He's like, did you and Sal get into the Grisham stuff? I'm like, it was topic 1A. I crushed him.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I got to go back and listen on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, dude, he's there you go.
Alex's like a P1. It's crazy.
Have you watched his show yet? I did not mean
HBO
to bring
Max
it up
yet because of the stupid new remote and the QR code. That's a long story.
So tonight I think's the finale. I'm really into it. But anyway, why I brought this up is because his cousin texted us about the party, asking for our emails, and now every day since I'm like refreshing the email, waiting to get the invite. You haven't gotten the invite yet, have you?
Maybe your partner did it. No, I'm just kidding. I have not given it yet. Have you checked the spam? Because that sometimes happens.
Yeah, dude. I'm into it.
Right, don't be desperate, dude.
I'm not desperate.
This is your first date here.
Here's the thing. I'm not desperate. I mean, there's a chance I can't go, honestly.
I could have a St. John's. I don't know when it is. I could have a St. John's game. I hear you. I'd like to get. Come on. A-Rod, Nick, send us the email.
I've got stuff going on, too. But my, let's see, wife's birthday party, A-Rod's Christmas party. I mean, something's got to give. No, but I just want to know when. I want to know some details on it.
I do, too. You think Big Poppy's hanging? Like, is it that kind of party?
I don't know.
It's got to be the A-listers, right? Well, then if they're bringing us, maybe not. Maybe this is the C-list party, the A-lister. No, we're not getting invited to.
It'll be like Bruce Beck. probably Dave Sibbs, Susan Waldman will be there, I would think. You know, Michael Kay.
Louis Soho instead of Cheats.
I keep refreshing, waiting to get that email out. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-80. If you get one, just let me know, all right?
I'll let you know.
It must have gone through spam. I didn't know.
I got it. I promise I'll let you know.
Frank is in Bayonne. What's up, Frank?
Frankie!
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How are we?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
35, 40 degrees. I am excited that we're talking about baseball right now.
Yep.
My only point to this is, though, both teams, Yankees, Mets, I'm a Yankee fan.
Mm-hmm.
We keep bringing up the same names recycled over and over for both teams. I'm sick of seeing the same guys. Let's bring somebody else in and make something happen.
You're talking about bullpen? You're talking about bullpen overall?
Bullpen.
In the bullpen? Yeah. Well, Bednar, you don't like Bednar? Hold on. You don't like Bednar? You don't think Diaz is really good?
No, that's not the point.
Okay, what is the point?
They're just recycling back and forth.
But if they're good, you're not recycling.
There's another guy in here.
Yeah, but if you hold on. I don't know.
He's talking about the closers for both teams, you're saying, Frank?
Yeah, closers, some of the bullpen. Look, even Soto at the end of the day. I know he was the big prize, but you're just going back and forth. Let's bring some other guys in here and see what they got. At the end of the day, neither team is winning. Playoffs, great. We play for the World Series.
Frank, this is an interesting call, Frank.
I'm just a little confused. Explain to me what you're talking. So, what do you want them to do then?
You want Dave Rigetti?
Yeah.
I don't have Dave Rigetti. All I'm saying is, all right, Diaz. Yes, he is probably the best name out of all the bullpen pitchers we're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to bring? Devin Williams to the Mets, Diaz to the Yankees. This one back and forth. You had a couple years ago, the center fielder, back and forth from the Yankees to the Mets.
Dude, what are you doing? Are you running? Why are you breathing like you're dying?
Yeah, I'm actually working out.
Hey, are you working out? Okay.
We got a bad phone line there, Frank, and thanks for the call.
I don't know, Frank. I mean, I understand like what it's like a coaching search or certain times you're like, ah, this recycle name, you know, like I think maybe the way you kind of view Mike Brown, like a little bit, right, loosely translated. I understand that's a little frustrating, but when you're a stud, I'm going to focus on Diaz. Forget about Devin Williams. When you're a stud, you're New York proven. Why are you going to reinvent the wheel? Just bring him back.
I think, though, I understood Frank's point now, finally. He is tired of seeing guys switch uniforms in this town. Like, we keep just the Mets keep getting former Yankees. Maybe then the Yankees, in our theory of the Yankees getting Diaz.
Yeah, but if they're some of the best players in baseball, is that a bad thing?
Well, but that's kind of why we started the show the way that we did. Some of the top free agents in the sport right now are, whether it's Bellinger with the Yankees, whether it's Alonso and Diaz with the Mets, are Mets and Yankees, and each team could use each other's players. But to Frank's point, it has happened often. Like even now, the Mets are interested in Devin Williams. Last year it was Clay Holmes. Obviously Soto. Now Soto's a different animal. Like, but yeah, I mean the Mets. Here's the thing: the Mets and Yankees both have really good players. The Mets and Yankees both want really good players. So when players become free from the Mets and Yankees, each team might have interest in each other's free agent player.
You left out one part. Both teams don't have enough really good players to win.
Right, so they still have more needs.
Yes.
Right, if the Yankees were on lock, if they had a loaded roster, we wouldn't be talking about who they might
Mets.
Need.
Yeah, that's what we'd be saying. But, you know, might have to steal some people from you.
If the Mets had a center fielder, they wouldn't need Cody Bellinger. But they do. Mike is calling from Smithtown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I'm so unsure or unclear about this whole, I know BT believes it. I believe it, too. But of the whole, like, CBA, the whole lockout, like, what happened? I'm just very curious.
What do you mean? We don't know anything yet. And you're talking about what happens if what? If there's a lockout?
Yeah.
What
happens with contracts? Anything like what is your guys' take on that?
Well, I think it's going to happen. I mean, I've been saying that for a while. You can't sign players. There's a freeze on activities. I think your big question would be the contracts, right? So if the players strike, they don't get paid. If you're locked out, you do get paid, right? And you get paid. If you're locked out by the owners, you get paid.
I don't believe so.
Are you sure? Really?
What would they be getting paid for?
Well, but it's
if they're
not
locked out, that means we can't come to an agreement. That's it. The sport is on lock. Nobody's getting paid. There's a work stoppage.
No, I understand that. But think about the difference between a strike versus a lockout. When players strike, they are proactively saying, I refuse to work for you based under these CBA or these conditions, meaning I'm willingly relinquishing my paycheck.
But the owners aren't going to say, let's lock out and still pay everybody. Hoff, what did you just say in my ear there?
No, but they, one second.
Players do not get paid during a lockout.
They don't. Okay. They don't. Wow. I'm wrong there. I mean,
so it's just a work stoppage.
Doesn't
matter whose side. It's just a work stoppage. So the owners are saying, in this particular case, we can't come to a collective bargaining agreement. Therefore, we are locking you out. The sport is being shut down. Nobody's getting paid.
Let me see here. All right. So this is less important.
Which is why, like, Grisham, to me, made no sense accepting that offer, because if there is a work stoppage, he's not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to have to wait a whole year without getting paid and then hit free agency again, as opposed to being locked up for, let's say, 3 years. And if he didn't get paid the second year because of the work stoppage, he would have a guaranteed third year in place.
Yeah. Let's see here. First work stoppage, 94. This is going back a couple of years here. Yeah, I mean, Hoff, there you go. I was always in the assumption that there was some sort of differentiating factor between players saying, we're not working versus the owner. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, so clearly I misidentify that. But if our bosses said something like that, like that's, I mean, I would think that there would be legal recourse, because you can't just lock out a station and not pay people and not pay mortgages. I don't know.
If there's a lockout or a strike, the last thing I'm going to be worried about is players' contracts, because my ass will be at Home Depot or something, because who knows what's going to happen with baseball night in New York. What about sports talk? Like, we'd be in, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
These games here. Enough is enough. We went through the pandemic. Like, I mean,
that's
come
true.
On. Baseball can't be that selfish. They can't be pigs. I actually think, I really firmly believe this. And I love baseball more than anybody. You know, you and I talk about it all the time. It's our favorite sport.
Love it.
We'll talk baseball during a segment, BT and I. Then we go to break and we talk about how much we just love talking about that segment because it felt great because we're talking baseball. That's how much we love to talk baseball.
True.
I know football's king and we get into the Knicks and all that stuff, but we love baseball. I don't think me as a fan, forget about sports talk job, me as a fan, I do not believe I won't survive a strikeout or, a lockout or a strike. I would be that turned off and disgusted by the greedy pigs in the sport if they did that again to the fans on top of what happened during the pandemic where we desperately needed them to keep our mind off of the real life nonsense that we were dealing with. They were greedy then. And if they do it again, to me, I don't believe that I would be alone. There's other stuff to do in the world. I'm sorry. And people have a short attention span nowadays anyway. People get caught up in other stuff. Like, there's other stuff going on in the world than to be on your hands and knees the way that we are for baseball, begging them to come back like 1995. I'm sorry. Things have changed. I think that they are maybe underestimating the damage it can do.
I would love to agree with you.
Because you don't think so? You think fans will come back?
Just talking for myself. I have a baseball-crazy 10-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter who plays softball. Once they, I can sit here and say, hey, I won't go. I won't buy Yankee tickets. Yeah. I won't buy jerseys. We won't do this. We won't. Fine. As soon as they come back, kids are happy. Games are on.
It's always baseball. These issues aren't happening with the NFL.
Well, they did the NBA back in the day. Remember, Ewan got ridiculed for saying, you know, we've got to be able to pay for our mansions. Yeah. Like, he said something really stupid.
In recent years.
Labor strife in every sport.
I'm talking about recent years. Baseball's the one that's continually missed. How many other sports have missed games in the last 30
because
years?
Not many, because it's the worst economic structure. Because think about this. In the NFL, it doesn't matter if you're up in Buffalo, which is a very small market, or you're in Jacksonville, or you're in, you know, New York, New Jersey, or Dallas. It's all equal. You get the TV revenue, we do this, and you get a little piece of the pie. And I know that there's revenue sharing in baseball, but the difference financially. Even hockey is much more fair. The Memphis Grizzlies get a cut of what the Knicks get and the Celtics get and the Lakers get. So it is the worst system, which is why I think we see more stoppages in baseball.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.